So, hello and welcome to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron's my name, and I'll be with you for another program of folk music here on 2MCE, 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and all over the place on the World Wide Web. We'll start with some warming reels. This program's going to air in the middle of winter, so we'll start off with something to warm you up. A set of reels called Bulmer's Reels. Learned from a fine musician called Siobhan Peoples, Tommy Peoples' daughter, and they're going to be played by a group called Damp in the Attic. And we'll let the CD continue with a song called Lovely Willy. Welcome to Come All Ye, folks.
Silent dress. then I'll go with you. You're the boy I love best. But her father been listening in ambush he lay, hard to hear those fun words those two lovers did say. And with a sharp rapier he pierced her love true, and the innocent blood of a young willing oh, the raven does lovely willing maiden. The mass had been chanted to cleanse his soul from sin, and it's all honored father, you may speak as you will, but the innocent blood of my love you can spill.
Joshua, I would shake and shine round the white valley 30 times. Blow my brass trumpet, then I'd stomp the ground till that old mountain come tumbling down.
Three-finger Jack in his quoted trees, never a kind word did he say to me. Walking away and I won't look back. Fare thee well, cruel Three-finger Jack. Fare thee well, cruel Three-finger Jack.
Story of Three-Fingered Jack, Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer from an album called Little Blue Egg. They've recorded quite a bit over the years, and almost all the songs they record have been originals from the pen of Dave Carter, including that one. In fact, that album, Little Blue Egg, includes all originals apart from one, which was a Woody Guthrie poem that Billy Bragg put to music, Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key. I've played it before on the program. We might revisit it one day as well. Oh, and opening the program, two tracks from a group called Damp in the Attic, Bulmer's Reels and Lovely Willie, a song from probably England originally, but various other places have claimed it. Australia has claimed Enda Kenny many years ago. Enda Kenny moved to this country from his native Ireland, and his songs of, well, some of them bordering on existential angst, I suppose you'd have to say, but his songs really touch the Australian ethos in many ways. He's a very, very good songwriter and has been for a long time. Here's the title track from an album that came out quite a while ago now, 2001, I think, Cloud Lining, Enda Kenny.
Looking out my back door, there's a red brick wall. Somebody whitewashed years ago. It's underneath an avalanche of jasmine flowers. In the moonlight, you might think that it was snow. Looking out my front door, there's a blue stone lane that flows with silver in the rain. Some say it's just the moonlight playing tricks with my eyes, but when it rains, it's silver just the same. Maybe it's the cloud line falling. Maybe it's the fight between the darkness and the light. Maybe it's the sound of my rain spirit calling. When will we ever get it right? Looking out these windows, I see storm clouds ahead. And I wonder how much we can take. Home is not somewhere you live, they tell me. Home is something you make. Looking out my front door, there's a blue stone lane that flows with silver in the rain. Some say it's just the moonlight playing tricks with my eyes, but when it rains, it's silver just the same. Maybe it's the cloud line falling. Maybe it's the fight between the darkness and the light. Maybe it's the sound. When will we ever get it right? Maybe it's the cloud line and falling. Maybe it's the fight between the darkness and the light. Maybe it's the sound of my rain spirit calling. When will we ever get it right?
Endicanny's title track from an album called Cloud Lighting. And we can hear the voice of Kavisha Metzela warbling away in the background there as well. Old pal of Endicanny's, possibly going back to the days when he lived in Perth. I think he was there for a while. She certainly came from Perth originally. Long-time resident of Melbourne now, of course. Okay, let's go to another American mob. These ladies are called Mom's Home Cookin'. Mom's Home Cookin'. Dale Robin Lockman, Carolyn Mix and Monica Grabin are this trio. I think we'll play two tracks from them. First one features a beautiful waltz, one of my very favourites, called Midnight on the Water. It starts this medley of three, followed by Tennessee Waltz and then Kentucky Waltz. Goodness me, they could have done all 50 states, couldn't they? Then we'll let them continue with a Carter Family song called River of Jordan. Monica Grabin writes, I found this great Carter Family tune recently on a CD of their original recordings. I love the abandon of the melody line and the interplay of the harmonies. Like so many Carter Family songs, it's just a joy to play and sing. I can but agree.
full harvest moon. And I was the girl who was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and the beautiful Kentucky.
Home Cooking, the name of that trio. We heard River of Jordan, a Carter Family song, and before that, three waltzes, Midnight on the Water, Tennessee Waltz and Kentucky Waltz. I told you who was in that trio, didn't I? Dale Robin Lockman, she played guitar and dulcimer, and on some tracks she plays spoons. Carolyn Mix plays fiddle, Monica Grabman plays guitar, banjo and auto harp, and they all sing. Now, the featured album on today's program is Chance McCoy and the Appalachian String Band's album, one and only album, called Debut. I was in two minds about this. I quite like a lot of the music on the album, but Chance McCoy was a bit of a troubled character. I think he's all right these days, but he was at a fairly low place for a while, possibly starting with his involvement with this band. I'm not too sure quite how that happened, but he formed a band, toured the country, and then kind of things went a bit wrong for him. Then he was invited to join another band, and things went well. So that's good. We're going to hear the first part of that story, or the second part, actually, after he formed a band called the Appalachian String Band. I won't dwell too much on him as an individual, but the group was called Chance McCoy and the Appalachian String Band, so he was pretty much to the fore. He's a West Virginian-born fiddler and banjo player and singer. The rest of the Appalachian String Band were Adam Hurt, who plays banjo. We've heard him on the program before. Danny Nicely with a K, plays guitar. Mark Hellenberg plays banjo uke. Ralph Gordon on bass. And Amy Curl can be heard singing in some songs. So we'll just listen to the music, I think, without analysing it any further. This is Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand. That's what you're going to get from the featured album today. A lot of old-timey stuff. I like the effect of that banjo ukulele in the background just thumping away. Something a little different, perhaps. Chance McCoy and the Appalachian String Band. Dance All Night with a Bottle in Your Hand. More from them in a little while. Now, here's a track from Chloe and Jason Roweth with Jim McWhinney on Bowron from an album called Another Threshing Day. This was recorded in 2006. I'll tell you a little about this track. It's called, first of all, the title, that's logical enough, The Hat Ned Kelly Wore. In 1960, Alan Scott collected two verses of this song from Alec Argus of Gumbly Gumbly in New South Wales. Mr. Argus had learned the song from an Irishman and mentioned to Alan that he'd forgotten three verses. He knew that the verses contained the phrases "through Strathbogie ranges" and "it wakens in the policeman's heart fond memories of yore." 5 years later, Alan Scott recorded the song as it was a parody of the Hat McGinnis War. He recorded it from Susan Colley, who used to live around Wattle Flat in Bathurst. John Meredith and Scott added additional verses and a chorus based on the original song and published the whole thing as "The Hat Ned Kelly Wore." Mr. Argus had sung the song to a different tune, apparently, but Chloe and Jason Roweth learned the whole thing from Jacko Kevins, who was a very fine Australian musician, sadly no longer with us. And he used the setting that they're using here. The tune is "The Wearing of the Green." So it goes around and around and around. That's the folk process. Here's "The Hat Ned Kelly Wore" from Chloe and Jason Roweth with Jim McWhinney.
Good evening to you one and all, good luck to what I say. I've just stepped in amongst you all before I go away. And I've brought with me the relics of the good old days of yore. And I'll sing for you a song about the hat Ned Kelly wore. It was made of rusty iron, the finest ever known. It was worn in 1880 at the hotel at Glenrowan. And it terrified the troopers, the minions of the law, when they saw it in the morning, Mr. Hat Ned Kelly wore. My name is Larry Doolan, I'm a true Australian man. I was born of Irish parents in the township of Willan. I can sing and dance with any man when I take to the floor, but I curse the day they trampled on the hat Ned Kelly wore. It was made of rusty iron, the finest ever known. It was worn in 1880 at the hotel at Glenrowan. And it terrified the troopers who terrorised the poor. 'Tis the relic of a hero the hat Ned Kelly wore. You can talk about your Homburgs, your stiff brim Panamas. You can talk about your war caps, all fine colours and bright stars. You can search Strathbogie ranges, Timbuktu or Singapore, but you'll never find the equal of the hat Ned Kelly wore. It was made of rusty iron, the finest ever known. It was worn in 1880 at the hotel at Glenrowan. And it terrified the troopers who terrorised the poor. It's the relic of a hero the hat Ned Kelly wore. And if ever I return again my native home to see, I hope you'll in the old bush way a welcome give to me, with songs about the Kelly gang to cheer me o'er and o'er, and make me want to see again the hat Ned Kelly wore. It was made of rusty iron, the finest ever known. It was worn in 1880 at the hotel at Glenrowan. And it terrified the troopers who terrorised the poor. 'Tis the relic of a hero the hat Ned Kelly wore. It was made of rusty iron, the finest ever known. It was worn in 1880 at the hotel at Glenrowan. And it terrified the troopers who terrorised the poor. The relic of a hero the hat Ned Kelly wore.
I know what you're thinking. That was Hungarian, wasn't it? Well, sort of. Hungarian music, but from just up the road. Or, well, down the road? Across, Bratislava. From a group called Pozsonyi Tankok. We had Regi Zsokas Szerint, which sounds very Hungarian to me, but that's possibly because I'm mispronouncing it. Nice album, though. Lots of dance music from Bratislava. I'm pretty sure it was, because that's where I bought the CD. And Bratislava's only an hour and a bit from Budapest. I dip into that album every now and again, but I can tell you very little about it, because the sleeve notes are not written in English, folks. As far as I can work out, they're a sort of dance theatre group, so they're probably a bit touristy, but sounds pretty good to me. The Iftu Zsivek Dance Theatre represents cultural Hungarian life in Slovakia. Interesting it is too. This, perhaps, is a little more familiar. This is Tom Paxton.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. Didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. It's a lesson too late for the learning. Made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. Didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reasons aplenty for going. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. Didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As we walk, all my thoughts are tumbling round and round, round and round. Underneath our feet, the subway rumbling. Underground. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. Didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. I lie in my bed in the morning without you, without you. Each song in my breast dies a morning without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. Didn't mean to be unkind. You know though that was the last thing on my mind. That was the last thing on my mind.
Perhaps one of Tom Paxton's finest songs, certainly one of his best known. The Last Thing on My Mind. Right, another one now from the featured album, Chance McCoy and the Appalachian String Band, and their one and only album called Debut from 2008 was recorded. This is Indianator Woodchuck. Yeah, they're in the zone now. I think we'll let them continue with Gospel Plow, Chance McCoy.
Plow that gospel plow. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and hold right on. The preacher said I must repent, so right down the aisle I went. Keep your hand on the plow and hold right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and hold right on. First class city and the streets are gold. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on.
keep your hand on the plow and you'll run. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow. It was open and they walked out. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on. Let the Savior wash his feet. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on. Now Peter grew anxious and he said, wash my feet, my hands, my head. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on. Hold on.
Oh yeah, hold on, hold on. That's Chance McCoy and the Appalachian String Band from the featured album today. It's called Debut, Gospel Plow. More from them in a little while. We'll have a listen now to fine voice of Cara Dillon. She's from Derry originally, Northern Ireland. We'll hear a song, strong connection actually, lots of influences here. It's called The Streets of Derry. It's a traditional song. Arranged by Cara Dillon and her partner Sam Lakeman. But you'll hear the voice of another almost Derry local, Paul Brady. He was born at Strabane, which is only 20 k's down the road from Derry. Paul Brady, of course, very well-known Northern Irish singer and guitarist, fine guitarist. Streets of Derry.
But how to save him? being much more like a commanding officer than a man today upon the gallows tree.
What keeps my love? She's so long in coming. Oh, what detains her so long from me? Or does she think it a shame or a scandal to see me die upon the gallows tree? He looked around and he saw she was dressed all in wool and fine. The weary steed that my love was riding, it flew more swiftly than the wind.
Now, Fridge in the Fast Lane. That's the name of an album by the Cluster of Nuts band. See, it just gets sillier and sillier, doesn't it? The Cluster of Nuts was a band that moved on from the early folk rock influence of Steel Eye Span and Fairport Convention. They came up with a different sound, they reckon. So we'll hear a couple of tracks. I think I'll play two, yeah. First one, The Shuffle. Then a song called Whale Catchers by the Cluster of Nuts band and their album Fridge in the Fast Lane.
Thank you. sweet and pleasant gale. We never were downhearted, nor let our courage fail. As we bore away to Greenland, to hunt the Greenland whale. Yes, to hunt the Greenland whale.
So it ends like that, with a bang. Off to Greenland they go, splash, splash. Next, I shall remind you again, that was the Cluster of Nuts band from England, trying not to be Fairport Convention. Set of tunes, first of all, called The Shuffle, and then that song, Whale Catchers. Don Henderson was considered by some to be Australia's version of Woody Guthrie. He worked and travelled and wrote over 100 songs about Australian working class life from the late 1950s until he died in 1991. Some were taken up by other artists and recorded, people like Gary Shearston, Alex Hood, The Cobbers, Declan Affley, Paradiddle, all sang Don Henderson songs. He was on more than, or his songs have been on more than 30 records, 30 albums. And there are some of his songs that have made it into bush band standards, like Put a Light in Every Country Window, It's On, The Basic Wage Dream. He wrote lots of good songs. I've sung a few myself, including this next one, although I won't trouble you with my version of it. This is Terry Hannigan, who was very popular in Sydney in the 70s. early 70s singer at the Packed Folk and other folk clubs. Terry Hannigan with a song about the inner city travails on a Sunday night in Sydney. Albion Street is quite close to Sydney Central Railway Station, just for those of you who aren't familiar with the area. So Terry Hannigan, one of Don Henderson's great songs, Albion Street.
From Rose Bay, where roadways are tree-lined and wide, and houses stand back from the quiet roadside, a young man went walking all on one Sunday. He walked through the streets down by Central Railway. Their houses crowd forward till living rooms meet face to face at the doorstep with Albion Street. No gardens to baffle the sounds that are made, nor to hold at safe distance the passing parade. He stood on the corner, a car hurried past. The car cut the corner too close and too fast. Look out where you're going, he called, and two men got out of the car, told him to get in. Where the police? And the man asked to see a card or some proof of their identity. Well, they gave him good proof, but it was their own kind, 'cause one hit him in front while one held him behind. He's taken to the station and the charges were read. Resisting arrest, the two officers said, then led to a cell block, and on turning, struck in the back by a sergeant, for spite or for luck. No chase or no cordon, no grave to be filled, no hero's blood draining, no martyr's blood spilled. A song for a young man whose lifetime in jail will be but the moment till someone brings bail. Ask why do I sing now when most songs are sung for men who were murdered or unjustly hung. I sing for a young man who, though having seen such things in the papers, thought they'd mostly been more likely exceptional rather than rule. And while the police are both bullies and cruel, some pretense of order they have to display. Come walk with me now down by Central Railway.
Thank you.
Marcus Omerku, flute player. A track called Fair and Ghoul. A lot of wonderful, restrained playing on that album. It's a lovely album, and he's a fine player. That was Fair and Ghoul. Now, on this so-called folk music program, we'll play another country music one. This was written as a bit of a dig at the Australian country music scene. It was written and sung by Casey Chambers. She has been active on the country music scene in this country for many years. I believe for part of her career, she didn't think she was getting quite the recognition that she deserved for her music. Now, based in Blue Mountains of New South Wales is a motley crew called the Spooky Men's Chorale. And Stephen Tappeter, who's the leading light in that group, decided this song is just right for a group of hairy men.
Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken? Do I cry too much? Am I too outspoken? Don't I make you laugh? Should I try it harder? Why do you see
Spooky Men's Chorale with Not Pretty Enough. They're a very fine choir. Some people just don't get it. don't understand what they're about, but I think they're terrific. Stephen Tabiner is brilliant leading a men's choir like that. They're very good in concert too. If you have the chance to see them, do. Another track now from the featured album, Chance McCoy and the Appalachian String Band, debut album. Debut and final album, I suspect. This is a track called Waynesboro. Partial to that tune. I do like Waynesboro. And there we heard Chance McCoy and the Appalachian String Band playing Waynesboro from the featured album called Debut here on 2MCE. Come all ye, that's the program. Now, another one from Northern Ireland. We've had a number of tracks from Northern Ireland in the program today. Well, Colm Sands lives pretty close to the border. I think he's in Ross Trevor. I think. A song from an album called Turn the Corner. This is called Piper in the North Country. I'll tell you what he writes about the song. A good few of my songs are inspired by the wisdom of old age and those who hand down their music and knowledge across the generations. This song is in celebration of young people who hand the music back up again. County Down Piper Claire Byrne represents that very special energy through her respect for the music, her generosity in sharing it, and above all, in her remarkable playing, an inspiration for people of any age or generation. So this is Piper in the North Country by Colm Sands.
Once there was a piper in the North Country. There was music in her finger, sweet as honey from the bee. All the murmur of the meadow and the singing of the tree. In the playing of the piper from the North Country. The playing of the piper from the North Country. She said her feet would take her to the place she had to be. When people heard her playing, there was neither lock nor key. Doors came off the hinges from the mountain to the sea. Dancing to the piper from the North Country. Dancing to the piper from the North Country. She would boil the breakfast early for the sake of Bonnie Kit. She would give the stack of barley to the pigeon on the git. She wakened drowsy Maggie saying, here's the cup of tea. For the mountain road is rising in the North Country. The mountain road is rising in the North Country. Shakes the barley, twirling in her arms, turning into reels and jigs in answer to her charms. Drones and regulators like a breath of ebony. Where the heather breeze is dancing round the North Country. The heather breeze is dancing round the North Country. Colonel Fraser says, would you give me your hand? You might as well have tried to catch the lark upon the strand, or the kid up on the mountain, or Jenny's chicken stream, or the hare among the heather in the North Country. The hare among the heather in the North Country. Ah, the cook is in the kitchen and the geese are in the barn, but look among the bushes if you want to find a dove. My love is in America, or so she said to me. And she took the mountain road across the North Country. She took the mountain road across the North Country.
Piper from the North Country. Piper in the North Country, sorry. From Column Sands and the album Turn the Corner. I'm going to take two next from our old mates Loaded Dog.
Thank you. Southern Cross is turning, creaking joints need oiling. There's a finger full of grease for cog and gear. Clockwise, ever clockwise, hot dipped and galvanized. The blades will turn another 50 years. Monday's dawn will find him astride his faithful Harley. Just a kerosene tin jammed between his knees. It's a Hessian bag of tucker, twitch wire and some pliers. And he's camouflaged in khaki dungarees. Out along the western fence, 3 mile troughs are full. Then it's north along the fence to Deadwood Bore. The Spinifex and Mulga, plus a dozen mills or more. Till nighttime finds him on an outcamp floor. Southern Cross is turning, creaking joints need oiling. There's a finger full of grease for cog and gear. Clockwise, ever clockwise, hot dipped and galvanized. The blades will turn another 50 years. Every now and then there's a breakdown and he finds it. Pressing as the jammed up rods he frees. 50 head it's cost him, and the crows with bellies full are sitting there laughing in the trees. Mostly though it's endless toil adjusting floats and valves, fixing up the fences near and far. Visions of his wife and kids seen through the afternoon, till his nightly destination with the stars. Southern Cross is turning, creaking joints need oiling. There's a finger full of grease for cog and gear. Clockwise, ever clockwise, hot dipped and galvanized. The blades will turn another 50 years. On again's another week, and he turns up at the homestead. Just a silhouette against the setting sun. It's just 2 days at home, and there's sheep to dip tomorrow. Then a rest before another windmill run. Southern Cross is turning, creaking joints need oiling. There's a finger full of grease for cog and gear. Clockwise, ever clockwise, hot dipped and galvanized. The blades will turn another 50 years. Southern Cross is turning, creaking joints need oiling.
Good song written by a member of that band, Alan Mann. And before that, Two Jigs, written by another member of the band, Bob Rummery. The band, Loaded Dog, from Western Australia. Hope you've enjoyed the program today. I'll leave you with a song called Withered and Died. What a charming way to end a program. Withered and Died was a song written by Richard Thompson ages ago. And we'll hear the voice of Nikki Custy singing with a band she was in called Pitch the Peat. Have a lovely time, folks. Do enjoy the time till we meet again.
This cruel country has driven me down, teased me and lied, teased me and lied. I've only sad stories to tell to this town. My dreams have withered and died. Once I was bending the tops of the trees, kind words in my ear, kind faces to see. Then I struck up with a boy from the west, played run and hide, played run and hide. Count one to ten and he's gone with the rest. My dreams have withered and died. Dreams have withered and died. If I was a butterfly, I'd live for a day. I could be free, just blowing away. This cruel country has driven me down, teased me. My dreams have withered and died. My dreams have withered.